God!
Order, order.
Sir, we are living in the 21st century.
National backbencher Paul Foster Bell bringing the House up to speed there while supporting the first reading of the Electronic Interactions Reform Bill, introduced by Internal Affairs Minister Peter Dunn. It's the legislative basis for establishing a closer digital relationship between the government and citizens.
I've got some personal experience recently in signing up for the Real Me, the full Real Me verification service in order to become a marriage and a civil union celebrant. And I can say, whilst it was initially a little bit of an arduous process to go down to the post office and be identified and to have the photograph taken and to supply all the documentation and then to have the material sent to my postal address, my home address, so that they could verify my home address, ultimately, once you've got that set up, that gives you access to a wealth of government services so much more easily, so much more conveniently than would ever have been possible before.
Mr. Foster Bell said government departments had no excuse for not offering Real Me verification.
It's a much better system than a person walking in and having a human compare a photo and a signature with what they see in front of them. The machine actually makes far fewer mistakes than a human.
Paul Foster Bell's enthusiasm for the bill was not fully shared by the Internal Affairs spokesman for the New Zealand First Party, Clayton Mitchell.
We could be opening ourselves up for a can of worms.
Among the worms, identity theft.
Just this morning, on the morning report at 7 a.m, there was a situation, although not directly related, it relates insofar as an identity was stolen from a picture on Facebook and used on a Russian website of a dating site. Now, the person's photo that they used was a New Zealand woman whose name was not given, and I don't blame her for not wanting to give that name out. This is the sorts of activities that are going, and through the internet is made very, very easy.
Clayton Mitchell said New Zealand First would join other parties in supporting the bill through to the Government Administration Select Committee, where it will be open to public submissions and amendment. Back in question time, Finance Minister Bill English had some good news, elicited with a helpful question from another National backbencher.
Question number two, David Bennett.
Mr. Speaker, my question is to the Minister of Finance. What reports has he received on the Crown finances?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr. Speaker, some surprisingly good reports. Today, the financial statements of the government were released for the 15-16 year. They report a surplus of $1.8 billion. This is $1.2 billion higher than was forecast in the budget just a few months ago. Our revenues were about $1.6 billion higher than forecast, and expenses $600 million lower than forecast in budget 2015. Total Crown assets have now increased to $293 billion, the highest ever. And the government is on track to reduce debt to 20% of GDP.
Order.
Mr. English is also the minister responsible for Housing New Zealand and faced questions from opposition MPs alarmed at a media report that the corporation was going broke.
It's ridiculous, just ridiculous. There is no reason to believe that Housing New Zealand is under financial strain, going broke, and it's absolutely nowhere near collapse.
Not just ridiculous, but stupid, said Mr. English in response to this question from Labour's housing spokesman, Phil Twyford.
Can he confirm that his musings about building 30,000 houses on what is now state housing land is not actually an affordable housing program? It's just a desperate sell-off of land and housing to try and stop Housing New Zealand from going bankrupt.
Is it legal possible?
The Honourable Bill English.
No, Mr. Speaker, that's a ridiculous assertion about Housing New Zealand. And I know that that won't stop the member making it, vigorously, no doubt, for as long as he thinks anyone might be listening. But it's just verging on stupid, actually.
Finally, a question for Police Minister Judith Collins from the Deputy Leader of New Zealand First.
Question number five, Ron Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is to the Minister of Police and asks, does she stand by all her statements? And if so, how?
The Honourable Judith Collins.
Oh, Mr. Speaker, yes. And as to how, with confidence and clarity, and I have been told just occasionally a little bit of charm.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Supplementary.
Order.
Charming. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.